You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jordan Ayew to score in a Villa win is 14-1 from 10s, and Sadio Mane to score in a Southampton win is 3-1, having previously been 19-10. Villa, bottom of the league, whipping boys of the Premier League, and they're taking on a Southampton side who are doing okay. They're finishing the season relatively well, Dave.
Yeah, they've done okay, haven't they, Southampton? Sadio Mane is back in a little bit of form now as well. He's got three in his last four, having gone 19 Premier League appearances without scoring. So he is back in a bit of form, and Sadio Mane to score and Southampton to win at 3-1 is fair. You can't back Aston Villa. Even at 11-2, you can't back Aston Villa. They've won just two of their last 18 Premier League home games. They've lost the last five in a row. Incidentally, they've never lost six consecutively at home in their history, but I think they will on Saturday afternoon. I'd be looking at the scores here. I'm not really attracted by Southampton at 8-15 to win this game, but mention Mane, he's 17-10 to score. Shane Long is 6-4 to score in this game. He's got five in his last six against Aston Villa, and he's actually scored more goals against Aston Villa than against any other Premier League opponent. We saw him a couple of weeks ago go past Stephen Taylor as if he wasn't even watching. So maybe Shane Long and Sadio Mane as a couple of goal scorers at 6-4 and 17-10 respectively. Southampton to win the game. Not interested in the price at 8-15. Maybe look at the enhanced odds offer.
Derek?
Oh, Southampton 8-15. Just poor price, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at this fixture and you think Southampton are going to win it, but 1-2, they're miles shorter to win at Villa than Arsenal are to win at Sunderland. They're now at Arsenal. At Sunderland, they've got something to play for, and Villa, nothing. But in a funny way, it was word from Julian Lescott this week when he stopped publishing photos of his latest fast car. they were persuasive. They were saying, well, yeah, we're finally down now. Maybe we'll lift the monkey off our backs. Maybe we will play with a little bit of freedom. I mean, they're going to have any kind of chance of winning this, but I know that Southampton 8-15, there'll be nobody backing that, you know. You're not even a big hitter. It's too short. Especially if it's a Southampton side. Well, what's in it for them as well? You know, they ain't going to be troubling any European spots.
They're playing okay, though, at least, Derek, aren't they? I mean, yeah, Aston Villa haven't done a drop for 6 months.
Well, they went to Man United, only got beat 1-0, wasn't it? Was it last week or the week before? I mean, you know, wasn't
that
the worst?
I think that says more about Manchester United than about Aston Villa.
Yeah, well, it does. I'm going to go for Villa. With a goal start. I'm not backing them to win, but I can see Southampton, you know, if they don't lose, they'll be quite happy, I think, because it just isn't it. Why would you back a team like Southampton anyway at odds on? A team like Southampton with nothing to play for at odds on away from home just doesn't cut the mustard for me. I'm going to go for Villa with a goal start at 29-20.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.